Sunday morning session. President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The vision of the redemption of the dead. In October 1918, 100 years ago, President Joseph F. Smith received a glorious vision. He sat in his room pondering Christ's atoning sacrifice and reading the Apostle Peter's description of the Savior's ministry in the spirit world after his crucifixion. He recorded, "As I read, I was greatly impressed. As I pondered over these things, the eyes of my understanding were opened, and the Spirit of the Lord rested upon me, and I saw the hosts of the dead." The full text of the vision is recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. Among the many things President Smith saw was the Savior's visit to the faithful in the spirit world after his own death on the cross. In the vision, President Smith saw his father, Hiram, and the prophet Joseph Smith. It had been 74 years since he had last seen them as a small boy in Nauvoo. We can only imagine his joy at seeing his beloved father and uncle. He must have been inspired and comforted to know that all spirits retain the likeness of their mortal body, and that they are anxiously awaiting the day of their promised resurrection. The vision revealed more fully the depth and breadth of Heavenly Father's plan for his children, and Christ's redeeming love and the matchless power of his atonement. On this special 100th anniversary, I invite you to thoroughly and thoughtfully read this revelation. As you do so, may the Lord bless you to more fully understand and appreciate God's love and his plan of salvation and happiness for his children. I testify that the vision President Joseph F. Smith received is true. I bear witness that every person can read it and come to know it is true. Those who do not receive this knowledge in this life will surely come to know its truthfulness when everyone will arrive in the spirit world. There, all will love and praise God and the Lord Jesus Christ for the great plan of salvation and the blessing of the promised resurrection when body and spirit will once again be reunited, never to be separated again. See the full address at conference.lds.org. Read by Wes Nelson.